The first item on our agenda is the proposed final audit report on Communication Workers of America, A 21-09, agenda document number 23-18-A. Presenting from the audit division, we have Ms. Brown and Ms. Orock. Mr. Perel?
Good morning.
Hi.
Chair Lindenbaum.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Chair Lindenbaum and Commissioners. Before you is the proposed final audit report on the Commissioner Communications Workers of America COPE Political Contributions Committee, which circulated to the Commission on July 7th, 2023. The audit report provides the Commission's recommendations for the following findings outlined in the proposed final audit report. Finding one is misstatement of financial activity. Finding two is disclosure of occupation, name, employer. We are available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions or discussion? Commissioner Turner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With regard to this audit, I'm prepared to approve the proposed final audit report, but I did want to bring to my colleagues' attention something that Mr. Gold put in his response, which I think is important for the commission to consider going forward. He goes on to explain a lot of technical reasons why the proposed final audit report on the committee's misreporting of occupation and employer information occurred and how they had to file amended reports for the 2019 and 2020 cycles rather than filing that information via a Form 99. They had that information readily available to them in a searchable spreadsheet, but they really didn't have any way to communicate it to the commission in an effective manner. So they had to go through this arduous process of amending their report. So I think it's important for us going forward. And I know, Chair Lindenbaum, you've initiated a program to look at forms and other things that we may need to change. And this might be something that we can address in that process of making sure that we make it easy for those that have to file reports with us to use formats that they're currently keeping their data in to be able to file that information. And looking at the communication workers, obviously there's someone who they have to file quite a few reports with us. And if they have this type of problem and they're keeping up with this type of data, I think it probably makes it very difficult for those that are less frequent users who are keeping their data maybe in the same format, but they have to come back and generate a whole new cycle of forms just to get us the information. So, but with that, I appreciate the time. I appreciate audit's efforts in this, and I appreciate Mr. Gold bringing this to our attention in his response.
Thank you, Commissioner Turner, and I will plus one you on that and say that I agree with everything you said there. And we are looking at opening up a process so that we can really get more of this feedback. I think that this letter really sparked something in all of us, that it's a really great time to take a look at this all the processes we have in place. And again, thankful to the committee for doing that. Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to Commissioner Traynor for highlighting that. I'd like to ask our staff to maybe walk us through some of the steps that might have been taken to help the committee with making that filing. I did read this. I will admit it was a while ago, so I'm not as up to date. So I do appreciate the highlight of it. But is this something that we encounter in a regular basis?
Yeah. Okay. Is it to
me? Or Ms. Brown can answer.
Thank you, Mr. Correll. Thank you, Madam Chair. Committees do from time to time reach out to us and let us know that they have information available that they would like to provide to us in a spreadsheet format, in a Word document, something that our current systems don't allow for. But in all cases, we do make ourselves available to assist committees in reviewing any information they'd like us to review prior to their submission to ensure that it's accurate, that it's complete, and what have you. And we did the same in this case.
Thank you to the staff for that. I appreciate and also agree. So you might say it's number two that I'm third it on this list and everything, but we would just continue to just be as helpful as I believe you always are. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and I will plus one that as well and say that when we reviewed that, we talked to staff in your divisions, and it was very clear that all the staff was trying to help them to the best that we can, but we sometimes need these processes that may need to be updated to work with everyone. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also agree. Like Commissioner Traynor, I was struck by that aspect of Mr. Gold's letter and reached out to the staff to ask about it. And I completely agree with what Commissioner Traynor said and with what my colleagues have echoed on that. In my conversation with the staff, it's my understanding that the ability to upload these kinds of spreadsheets may be something that we will be able to accommodate once we have finished the long-awaited update to FEC file. And I'm sort of looking at our staff director to correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think that is something that we should be able to do in the future and should be able to do in the future, because I agree it's asking somebody to make a bazillion amendments when they just have one chart that they could have uploaded, that we should be making it easy for people to correct the record when they are trying to do so, as they did in this case and Gesundheit. And along those lines, there is I also intend to support the proposed final audit report, although I would like to make one amendment to that. There's a sentence that pops up in three different places on pages 3, 6, and 12 that says, as such, CWA did not materially correct the public record. And I know what staff meant by that, but the committee actually did put a lot of effort into making a whole lot of amendments to the public record to correct the public record. And I think that that statement is confusing and would make it sound like they didn't really try. And I think they really did try. The finding remains, but they really did take a lot of effort to try to amend the public record. So I would propose that we delete that sentence on pages 3, 6, and 12. And I don't think that it will affect the substance of the report. It slides out fairly easily.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to turn to staff. So I'm able to look at Ms. Orok and Ms. Brown, so I don't want the auditor to think I'm ignoring you. But have there been additional amendments? Have they been able to complete this?
Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. The committee had indicated that they plan to file additional amendments, but as of this morning, they have not yet filed them.
Is it, Madam Chair? Mm-hmm. What's outstanding, or can you give me a broad number of what remains outstanding?
The remaining outstanding information, 7,758 contributions totaling $246,000 roughly.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any further discussion before we move to motion? Any motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would point out that they did, according to the report, CWA filed amended disclosure reports, which corrected the disclosure of occupation and name of employer information for 10,934 contributions from individuals totaling $423,840. However, as Ms. Brown pointed out, there's still 7,758 contributions totaling $246,877 that remain. Having said that, I move approval of the proposed final audit report on the Communication Workers of America COPE Political Contributions Committee, 21-09, subject to deletion of the line, quote, as such, CWA did not materially correct the public record, end quote, on pages 3, 6, and 12.
Any discussion on the motion? Yeah, Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the efforts that the committee has done in this, and also it also is an additional reflection is that we need to make it easier for these things to be done. But when I look at the numbers, for me personally, I don't think that I'm going to be able to support that motion. Overall, I agree with the other findings in this one, but for me, I'm not going to be able to support that. So at the appropriate time, thank you very much. Just wanted to highlight that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion passes 5-1 with the vice chair, Commissioner Dickerson, Trainer Weintraub, and myself in favor, and Commissioner Broussard opposed. Thank you all. And we will move on to the next matter.